The city of Chicago is praised for the large number of students of color in its 11 test-in high schools, but more than half of these schools are segregated. And this is 10 years after a federal judge told Chicago Public Schools it no longer had to factor in race in admitting students to these schools. And now the question is, does racial diversity matter to parents and students? WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-McGeegan has our story.
Dorr and Byrne are two elementary schools on the southwest side that have a sizable white student population mixed with mostly Latino students. There, parents have mixed views of whether diversity is a factor when it comes to picking a top high school.
No, it's more the curriculum, you know, how they're ranked from overall.
Yes, because that means the school is open to all cultures.
But for some kids at Byrne, a mix of students is definitely important.
I think it's cool learning about different cultures and different people. And
yeah, so I could hang out with more people. It would be fun to learn about the culture because white people are kind of plain sometimes.
For decades, Chicago's elite testing high schools have created pockets of racial integration in a highly segregated public school system. But starting in 2009, testing schools stopped using race as a factor in admissions. Now they use a student's socioeconomic status to try to integrate the schools. So what happened since? Well, the city's top five schools remain integrated. Three of them now have more white students, and four have seen a drop in the percentage of black kids. But five other testing schools are almost all black or all Latino. This includes two new schools that opened since the race rule ended in 2009. CPS says these racially isolated schools offer something else, equity and access for students of color on Chicago's south and west sides. Latanya McDade is the chief education officer.
We value diversity, but we also value having high quality programs in communities throughout the city, regardless of whether those communities are in pockets that are segregated.
Hi, how are you?
John Hancock College Prep on the southwest side is one of the two new schools opened since the race rule was lifted. Hancock is primarily Hispanic, but some students want that to change.
I think we should have more cultures in here. Like, it gets kind of boring.
But they also admit having a school that's mainly Hispanic feels welcoming.
I felt kind of uncomfortable going to an all predominantly white school like Jones or Whitney, and it was closer to my neighborhood and felt like I could be myself here.
Devon Herrick is the principal at Hancock. He says his school's fundamental mission is to give eligible students on the southwest side, which has a large Latino population, a chance to attend a top school.
In some ways, that is woven into our DNA a bit as a school.
He says there are also practical reasons why racial integration is difficult. Deciding who gets into Hancock, Herrick says,
this is really out of our hands, so we don't have any say in like what students are chosen because it's all based on this tiered numerical system.
Students apply and rank a school. They have to meet a cutoff score based on exams, grades, and socioeconomic status. White students make up the second largest demographic group in elementary schools near Hancock. But Herrick says it has been consistently hard to attract those students.
There's kind of a history of sending kids to private schools or parochial schools. We certainly make Hancock known to those families.
The vast majority of white students in Chicago who qualify for selective enrollment schools are going to the city's top five schools. Peyton, Whitney Young, Northside, Jones, and Lane Tech combined are about 35% white. At the other six selective enrollment high schools, which are mostly black except for John Hancock, white students make up less than 1%.
Get that homework done, buddy, okay? I want you to get
at Byrne Elementary, also on the city's southwest side, where a third of the students are white and the rest are Hispanic, school counselor Elizabeth Ortiz is hard at work getting ready for a high school fair.
We have Nazareth, St. Rita, John Hancock.
In terms of diversity, Ortiz has seen a pattern at her school.
I think diversity matters to people a lot. I mean, like it matters, like, not in a good way. Do you see what I mean? I feel like they want a specific demographic for their kids to be around. So that's why a lot of parents in this area want them to go to a private school.
The closest testing schools to Byrne are Hancock and Lindblom, which are mostly Latino and black. But Ortiz says some parents aren't interested in those schools.
And I know that Lindblom doesn't really fit in that vision.
parents, she says, worry the neighborhood around Lindblom isn't safe enough. When it comes to mostly Hispanic Hancock, she says, some white students worry about being the minority. Ortiz says white students who don't end up at the neighborhood school, which has a larger white population than Hancock, either go to a selective enrollment school or go to private schools, many of which are predominantly white but also include a racial mix. On a recent morning at South Shore International High School, the other testing school that opened since the race rule ended, teens have an idea why students from other neighborhoods don't go to their South Side school.
Because we're in a black neighborhood.
Families just don't feel comfortable bringing their kids over here.
From its start in 2011, bringing in an international community has been the goal at South Shore.
Which is why they added international to the name South Shore.
Leverett Bryant is the president of the local school council. He says the intention was also to open the school to white, Hispanic, and Asian students. Racially isolated schools like South Shore, he says, are just a reflection of the city's segregation and ongoing racial tensions.
Some of the apprehension from school diversity is racism. And racism just comes from lack of knowledge of, you know, other cultures.
But he also acknowledges the environment around the school may not always welcome people from diverse backgrounds either. Other issues keep South Shore International from attracting students. The school is not top rated like Young or Lindblom. While the school is in good standing academically, its test scores are below the city's average. Brian says CPS needs to do more than just consider socioeconomic factors in admissions if it's serious about actually diversifying his school, which was set up to be that way.
If the intention is to diversify schools, then, you know, it has to be coupled with probably something else, maybe funding for busing in students.
That idea was quickly rejected by CPS officials because more than integration, the district says it wants to offer access. Meanwhile, Bryant says parents from other neighborhoods should visit and give his school a chance. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.